Simon & Schuster Audio presents Silent Hearts, a novel by Gwen Florio, read by Cassandra Campbell. For Scott and for Razia. 1. Islamabad, Pakistan, August 2001. Each day she remained unmarried. Farida Basra played at least. She turned to the game as she waited for her bus on a street lined with high bougainvillea-adorned stucco walls that shielded the homes of Islamabad's wealthy from the envious and resentful. A woman squatted knees to chin beside her, scraping at the filthy pavement with her broom of twigs. Her skin was nearly black from long hours in the sun. Farida drew forward her dupatta, the filmy shawl-like scarf that covered her chest and shoulders. She reminded herself to be thankful. I may be poor, but at least I'm not a street sweeper. She stepped back as a family approached on a motorbike. A gray-beard husband drove while his young wife clung to him from behind with one arm, cradling an infant with the other. An older child sat in front of the husband, a younger behind the wife. Dust boiled in their wake.
I may still be unmarried, but at least I'm not bound to a man old enough to be my father.
She nodded to a group of schoolgirls in their blue uniforms and white headscarves and directed the game toward them.
No matter what happens to you, at least your education will protect you.
That was the mantra her father had taught her. He was a professor whose own professor father had made the mistake of opposing partition from India, and spent the rest of his life in unwilling atonement, opportunities snatched away, income and status dwindling apace.
But he gave me an education, and I have given you the same,
Latif Basra would tell his daughters.
It is how this family will work its way back to its rightful place. I have done my best. Now it is up to your sons.
At which Farida and her sister Alia would study the floor, saving their rebellious responses for whispered nighttime conversations in their bedroom. Farida let the dupatta slide back to her shoulders and held her head higher, mentally commanding the schoolgirls to see in her what she saw in herself, a professional woman heading home from her job as an interpreter in the commercial blue zone, her satchel stuffed with important papers, her brain buzzing with phrases in English, German, French. Men, her own countrymen, and even some foreigners, might disparage her skills and regard her work as
sample complete. Ready to continue?